People in the township surrounding Paul never talk about sexuality, even though it's all around us. What is it like to be a homosexual here? What do people think? We set out into Greenfields to get some answers. First, we visited Rudolph Smith. The 26-year-old realized he was gay in 7th grade.
I didn't know what was I feeling, how was I feeling, why am I always with girls? When I was a child, I loved to play with girls. Mm-hmm. I was always with girls, and the boys was always like, why you're Mophie, in Afrikaans they call it, you're Mophie, why you play always with girls? I didn't say nothing to them. I was a shy kind of person, I never told anyone, not even my mother. My friends used to know what kind of person I am. My mother, I'm the only child of my mother. My father don't love him. She has a boyfriend. My father is her owner. His own wife is married. So it's just me and her my whole life. She tell me, see, my child, I know what kind of person you are. I'm not going to interfere in your life. If you want to be like that, you can be like that. And my sister, my little sister, his child, she shouted me one day when I was visiting there. She was like, oh, you faggot Mophie, you don't belong here in our house, and what, and like that, things like that. So I was crying. I said to him, I will never come back to your house again because your child, my sister, little sister, don't show me respect. So I didn't go to him anymore. So like in boys, sometimes it's very hard. They say to you, you can never be a woman in some things, but I don't take it seriously. I laugh it up because I'm a very safe kind of person. I won't express my feelings or my things in front of them when they are shouting at me or they saying offended. I will take it afterwards. Of like at home, I would come tell my mom, and my mom would say, no, don't feel shy, don't, you are the, God make you this person you are, and you must stay the person you are. If I have would created myself, I would make me what I want to be, what a man or a woman or what, but it's not my decision why I'm like this. I will always say, it's okay. It's my life. I'm living my life the way I am.
Although Rudolph is comfortable with who he is, there's not a vibrant gay community in Greenfield. This means he has trouble finding people to date and often relies on the internet to meet people like him. But sexuality does not just affect the person. It affects the entire family. We spoke to Atambile Sikam, whose little brother is gay.
I do mind when he talks like that in front of the people that doesn't know him, if he's a gay. They ask if he's a girl or a boy. Sometimes I just don't answer them, ignore them when they ask something like that. Just because they can see that maybe he is a boy, but the actions, what's happening with her. So maybe sometimes they call him, you have a morphine in your home, all that stuff. So I'm fine with it just because I think he's growing. When he's older, he won't be like this. I think it's a childhood thing. Because he's too young to know anything. So when he's old, I don't think he'll react like that. Maybe he is born that way, but I think he will change. He can be gay, it's fine, but I don't even dream about it, him dating guys. That's the worst part that I hate. I don't want him to date guys. It just disgusts me when I think about it. I can't picture it. I will be able to accept it, but at the moment, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to imagine it.
Although Atambile accepts her brother is gay, she does not fully understand. Atambile's brother is not confused.
I want them to accept me because I'm the way I am. I'm comfortable with it.
There are countless gays in the township who feel they don't have space to live how they want to live. Even families can be quick to judge. While many believe being gay is a choice, those who are gay know it's who they are. They were born that way. People must be tolerant of all types in the community. It is the only way our communities can grow strong together.